The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called Annalise. I wrote it as the theme song for season one of Palimpsest, a seasonal anthology audio drama. It aims to convey the elements of fantasy, horror, and psychological realism throughout each episode. Today, we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. My name is Ian Ridenour. I'm a musician and performer from Asheville, North Carolina, and this is how I make music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 66, Annalise. My name is Ian Ridenour. I'm a musician and performer from Asheville, North Carolina. I've been writing professionally since the age of 12, and most of what I do now is as a singer and songwriter, but I've written extensively for a lot of other stuff as well. Today's piece, Annalise, is a quiet, contemplative soundscape for the audio drama Palimpsest. A palimpsest is a manuscript on which the original writing has been altered to make room for later writing, but traces remain. The writer of Palimpsest is my father, Jameson Ridenour. All of the writing I've done for Palimpsest has been pretty much based on this first piece, Annalise. The score and incidental music builds on or borrows from the original song, which is actually pretty similar to how a palimpsest works. Layers of material being built on and recolored over time. I wanted it to feel a little off-kilter without actively distracting the listener. While writing it, I was thinking about Gregorian chant era music. Each note flows seamlessly into the next with no real concept of measure or rhythmic separation. Sheet music from that time period actually has no bar lines. I wanted that sensation to permeate this music while still keeping it accessible and grounding to today's audiences. The first electronic artist I ever listened to was Deadmau5. I cited Deadmau5 as a springboard to jump off of. The piece I wrote might not sound anything like that, but it did give me the idea of using a purely synthetic palette of sounds. Some of the other influences for the track include Moses Sumney. I love Moses Sumney, he's a master. Yeah. He's actually from my hometown of Asheville. The part that you can hear now is the percussion. It's in 6/8. Here, I'll count along. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I added a bizarre 2+5 meter over it. The 6 is emphasized in the percussion, and the 2 and 5 changes with the chord structure. Sometimes I have to go back and remember it myself. There's a word for this type of polyrhythm, or one rhythm over another. We call it a hemiola. Two different subdivisions playing over the top of each other. Go ahead and check out some math rock artists like Covet or Icarus the Owl. I'll leave links to them in the show notes. The harmonic structure also pushes the boundaries of typical pop harmony. when I was working on the piece, the goal was to give some sense of nothing really being permanent there. This chord is just sort of lasting as long as it feels like it needs to last, and then it's gotta go to the next one, and it's not a lot of structure there. I was listening to an artist called Gabriel Kahane. Take a listen to how some of his stuff pushes the envelope of what listeners are comfortable with.
Burnt hair, these angry armies quick advancing in position on the rooftops in the covered stores are sacked while no one's there.
I actually use a circle of force modulation to completely destabilize the listener, whereas the 5-to-1 resolution is a lot stronger. Circle of fourths usually moves downward instead of upward. Because of the way plagal cadences work, it's not quite strong enough to ever give you a sense of one, and so every subsequent chord then sounds like the root. Keep pushing the listener a little bit further than they were expecting. You're just waiting for the music to pause and give you a chord to rest on. There's a really low and subtle wind sound throughout the piece. Take a listen. You only really notice it at the end when everything else has died down. It changes pitch intermittently and pans back and forth between the ears. So subtle. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. We've been listening to the theme music for an audio drama called Palimpsest. To hear the full story, you can head over to thepalimpsestpodcast.com. There are links to my own website, social media profiles, and other work in the show notes. And now, here's Annalise, the season 1 theme of Palimpsest, in its entirety. My name is Ian Ridenour, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.